Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister Raina
for hey, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentino Day or whatever. Now, go ahead and do your shout out because I'm going to like immediately launch.
Okay. So I'm going to give my shout out to my cousin Jessica up in New Jersey. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. I love you, Jess.
We love you, all Jess. Right. Okay, I'm going to go into disclaimer. If you are new to the show and you have not heard our dulcet tones prior to this evening, this is not a G-rated show, PG-rated show. It's barely R. It should have gone straight into X, but it's Blog Talk Radio, so we can get away with that shit. So if you have anybody you need to get out of the room because they're sensitive or they might become offended and you don't want them offended, now would be the time to get them out of the room. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay, your fucking time is done. Now I'm going to watch. So, happy Valentine's Day to all of you who celebrate it. And as I posted on my Facebook page, if you don't celebrate it or you don't have somebody in your life that you would consider a Valentine, screw it, it isn't a real fucking holiday. Anyway. However, for you bitches getting roses and jewelry, rock on, my babies, candy, whatever.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy the fuck out of that shit. Okay, so I am missing out on Valentine's Day because, as many people have heard, the South had been encased in snow for like 2 days, which was unfucking believable. At one point, I could not find my car. My car was missing. I did not know what to do. I consulted with my boss. I'm like, I don't even see my car. I sent pictures. I'm like, my car's out there somewhere. It's covered. And she said, wow. She's like, wow, that's pretty funny. I'm like, not if I have to go anywhere. So, of course, because I live an hour outside the city, my boss was kind enough to say, yeah, in your little car, this may not be the best idea. So I was able to, instead of go into the city today, I stayed out at the country house. So I was very happy. I'm a little upset because I really did want to come into the city, but the weather is for crap. And apparently, this is a warning to everyone that's like, global warming is a hoax. Global warming, for those of you who do not understand, let me just give you very briefly. Global warming does not mean that the Earth is getting hotter, like we're all going to be living in Florida. That is not what it means. If you think that that's what it means, you need to do some fucking research. We have abused this planet to the point beyond recognition. I'm very concerned for the future. Every storm is getting worse. Every season is getting worse as far as bad weather goes. Extreme hot, extreme cold. We went from sub-freezing temperatures last night, and less than a week from now, it will be 70 degrees here. So, Seriously, think about it. The naysayers really need to think about this because it is happening whether you want to acknowledge it or not. Global warming is real shit. We've done enough polluting to our environment. Our food is full of crap and stuff to keep us addicted and sick. And that's why the pharmaceutical companies, you never saw ads for pharmaceuticals like you do now on TV. Think back 10 years ago. It didn't happen like this. Maybe when they first came out with dick pills, the boner pills, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, every other commercial is about some kind of medication. Other is not really fucking pleased. Guess what? And the shit is going down. The shit is going down. The planet is getting sicker. People are getting sicker because there's no money in well people. There's only money in sick people. you know?
Yeah.
And so really, please, everybody, be careful. Give great consideration to the fact that weather, as we used to know it, where we would get a little this, a little that, is kind of becoming a thing of the past. So, you know, it's something to think about, definitely. And I hope that the mayors of all the cities have taken a lesson from what Georgia just went through last week. I know our governor here basically signed a state of emergency Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
Yeah.
He was like, oh no. And I don't even like this dude for several reasons. It's not got to do with him being a Republican. That is not an automatic disqualifier in my book. Yes, I'm a liberal, as all of you know. However, there are redeeming qualities in everybody on his ship. So a big shout out to Governor McCrory, even though I'm not personally a fan. I still support a man when he does the right thing, whatever it is. So, yeah, even South Carolina had theirs signed. Pennsylvania, I don't know if they were on time for the party. I know Virginia was. So all of those people that made sure that they could take care of their citizens, huzzah, huzzah, hallelujah, congratulations. But
yeah.
Okay, so now that I've completely run my mouth about the weather, I'm now going to talk about Valentine's Day, and then since you're going to take us into some actual magic shit about the holidays, which is good. So all I say is, if you're with somebody, and it's Valentine's Day, and you're happy, that's lovely, enjoy the love. If you're not, fuck it, it's not a real holiday anyway, or you can use me as your adoptee Valentine. I don't expect roses, I don't expect candy, I don't expect poetry. You know, just if you need to think of somebody as your personal Valentine, sexual, or just someone who thinks well of you, that, I will be that person for you this evening, so there you go. It's my little way of giving back and showing you the love. I also want to mention, even though, sis, you and I have not discussed this recently, next Friday is our third anniversary of the show.
Oh, my God. Is it the
yes.
third year already?
Yes. We will be entering year three of Desperate Housewitches as an actual radio show. So congratulations to you and me, and I love doing
Yay!
This with you. And, yeah, so, and we're having Dorothy Marston, I believe, next week to celebrate with
yes,
us.
Yes,
so.
We are. She's coming back, the Mistress of Mojo.
I love it. And if anybody, it's almost the end of February, so quick plug for Dorothy Marston. Coventry Creations has determined February as Dorothy Marston month. So
yes.
Click on Wicked Witch Studios. There is a special deal on some of her products. And I love everything I have from her, and I have, I think, at my last count, I own half of everything she makes. So I'm pretty happy, and still adding to the collection. So, yes, if you are in need of tarot bags, mojo bags, oils, oil kits, candles, incense, poppets, instructions, books, the whole kit and caboodle, go to wickedwitchstudios.com. I wouldn't steer you guys wrong. There you go. So anyway.
First, I got to say, you know, I concur. I absolutely love doing the show with you. I mean, we started this as just so we could talk more.
exactly. Because I'm far away in another state. Yes.
Yeah. But, God, I can't believe how much time has flown by. It's gone by so quickly, and I've enjoyed all our guests and all our listeners, and we love hearing from you guys. So, yay, 3 years. Awesome. And
I know.
I am slowly but surely trying to catch up with my sister as far as Dorothy's oils and candles and spell kits and everything, because, you know, I make a lot of my own, but they pale in comparison to Dorothy's, I have to say, I will fully admit. And I just recently got her Ultimate Badass set. And, oh, my God, they just every single one, they're all of her oils are uniquely scented, and you just feel mm-hmm. them. You know, mm-hmm. you put these oils on, like with the ones that I've got, you know, I think my favorite one so far is Putting on the Witch. Because it
smells,
I thought it was everything and then some that smelled this way, but you can smell the lemon verbena in it, and that's like one of my favorite scents. So, yeah, I douse myself in that. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to having her on.
Me too.
Again.
And I'm sure we're going to talk to her more about, because at that point it will only be a few days until the end of Dorothy Morrison month, although, of course, we love her so much. Every month is Dorothy Morrison month for us.
Exactly.
Because we love her. And, but her stuff is great. It's all very blendable. You can mix the oils together. I mean, I wouldn't separate them into a bottle and mix a bunch together. I guess you could, but I like to take from each bottle and mix them together on my wrist that way. And they're just so nice, and they smell so good, and they don't smell like, how do I put this? You know how you sometimes walk into a witchcraft store, and it all smells like very heavy and
yeah.
It doesn't do that. Yeah, it doesn't smell like that. Her stuff doesn't smell like that. It's like successful witch, happy witch, important witch. It's really much more elevated. It doesn't smell like 17 types of incense has been burning in the last hour. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like grown up. It's a grown up scent. You know, this is for, you know, I mean non-serious practitioners too, I guess, but it makes you smell and feel. I mean, there's like a certain air that goes with them. You know, when I put mm-hmm. when I put the my new oils on, it's like, you know, I stand a little straighter. You know, mm-hmm. and they kind of change with my moods. It's very strange. They're very, very, very magical. I love them.
I do too. And they're subtle. They don't hit you over the head with a club. They're really
exactly.
It's really well done. I don't know how she does it. I don't know what they put in them. All I can tell you is, as long as they keep producing them, I'll be buying them because they're that good. And they really are empowering. And Putting on the Witch, I remember having this conversation with Dorothy a while back. She's like, sometimes you need something to use as a focal point for that empowerment. And a lot of us use crystals, and a lot of us use candles, and a lot of us use cards, and some of us use runes. And so, I mean, there's all kinds of different things you can use as your focal point. And Sis and I use our jewelry a lot because a lot of witches carry their power in their jewelry. So it's why I always look like a crazy gypsy, because I'm usually wearing a whole bunch of stuff. But it's true. I mean, you know, it looks like
you
Stevie
look like
Nicks
a sexy
after the
gypsy.
Truck. No, I look like Stevie Nicks after the truck hits her. I mean, it's not so good anymore. I'm just saying. But sometimes just, you know, because a lot of people can't wear jewelry, specific types of jewelry at their job. I'm thinking of my coworker witch at my job. You know, there's things that we really just can't wear outwardly. I mean, I have a lot of symbolic stuff that only I know what it is, but there are certain things that go into Christianity as well as being pagan. For example, my Tree of Life pendant, you know, the Christians just love it. I mean, they keep looking at it going, oh, that tree, I really love that pendant. It's like, yeah, it's not what you think it is in my world. But okay, I'm good with you. but sometimes you need something else that you can use, and sometimes crystals aren't convenient, and you don't want to be asked a lot of, well, what are all those stones in your pocket, or you're just happy to see me, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, Dorothy stuff, you know, you can use that as your focal point for your energy. when you're doing a little bit of magic. If you should need to do magic at your mom's house and your mom doesn't know that you're, you know, not a good Christian, as it were, and you're a practicing pagan. Sometimes you need something different that's not quite as obvious. So these oils are really perfect for that. Dorothy sells these exquisite pouches that she makes, and I stash all of my oils into these pouches. So I actually do bring them into the office with me. And every once in a while, somebody will be like, oh, that smells good. What you doing? Ah, just a little perfume, nothing. Thank you. And in the meantime, bitch, I'm putting a spell on you to shut your fucking mouth. So, you know, there you go. Little shut your mouth or out of my way or whatever I got to use. And, you know, I actually, oh, can I tell you about the spell I did at work? I have to tell you about the spell.
Yes, please.
All right. And I did this a while ago. I had a situation with somebody at work, and it was a male person, and they were kind of behaving in a way that I didn't think was appropriate, and I don't mean it's something I just didn't like. It was not appropriate for the office, and I put some poof on my hands, some of Dorothy's poof oil, and I walked around this person's desk, and I ran my hand over the tops of the walls of this person's desk. And for whatever reason, the negativity seemed to dispel. So that there's many ways to cast a spell. There's many ways to do magic. It's not always about standing in front of an altar and having all your candles going and having all your incense going. Magic is mostly, in my opinion, and I will always say in my opinion, about intention. And you can perform a spell sitting in your car. You can perform a spell standing in the office. You can perform a spell doing whatever it is you do in your daily life. And as a matter of fact, I think a lot of the time it's even just as effective as being in front of your altar and having your focal point of your candle or your crystal or whatever it is. Because if you really believe in what you're casting for, and again, I will remind everyone of the threefold law, you wish to harm none,
yes,
including yourself, which is important and people forget, it really, magic is magic. You are manipulating energy. It's not quantum physics. It's magic. It's a lot easier. And it's funny. It's easy and it's hard at the same time because intention is something you have to be really careful with, as you and I have discussed many times.
You just
realized that recently too, again, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was not focused, and I was going haphazard, and wound up in a car accident. So I'm paying, and I was the only one who is. Physically paying for that. So that is a good thing. That is a good thing.
You won't do that shit no more, will you?
No,
you're
no, 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 no. I've got laser focus. But that part is done and over with, and that's,
yes,
you know, whatever.
But intention
it is, what
is
it
very,
is.
Yes, intention, your intention has to be right. You have to make sure that you've protected yourself, and that you have protected any innocent bystanders. Because magic being energy, you can move any which way if not appropriately guided, and it can go very haywire if you're not careful. It's very important, whatever you're casting for, to be really focused and really protective, even if it's someone or a situation where you've been hurt by somebody and it's something you don't like. If you just throw your anger out into the universe does not hear who you're angry at. It just hears anger. And it will bounce.
Yeah.
It will bounce anywhere. It can bounce back on you, someone you love. It can destroy a situation that you thought was going well. It can do any number of things, and it can manifest in any number of ways. That's why you have to be very careful with what you do. That's why I laugh when people are like, well, you know, if you don't like somebody, just cast a spell, get rid of them. Doesn't work that way. Not even a little. Not even a little. That is a really dangerous game to play. You do not do that ever. I can't stress that enough. You have to have razor focus on what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and what changes can occur because of it. Really, really important. And I got way on a tangent, didn't I? Woo!
No, actually, you gave me the perfect segue to talk about love magic.
Yes, please.
And sex magic. Now, you know, I'm not going to give out any specific spells because, to me, love spells are probably one of the most dangerous things you can play with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people in the community do agree with me. A lot of people are like, oh, whatever, you know, it's what I want. But you have to seriously contemplate this, consider every aspect. You know, I at that point, yes, you want this person. You want it so bad, you feel like you're going to die. But, you know, think back to when you were like 15 and 16 years old. You know, and let me see, when I was 15 or 16 years old, let's see who I had a crush on. I don't even know who it was at that point, but, you know, no, I'm not using Justin Bieber because I can't stand him. Anyway, let's say one of the boys from One Direction, because that's a popular band that I happen to know. So, you're in love with, the only one that I know's name is Harry. So you're in love with Harry, and oh my God, you have to have him. You can't live without him. You're just going to die if he doesn't find you and think you're so special and just come and get you and rescue you from your life. So the problem with this is, okay, you like the image of that person. You like what you know of that person, what they give off, but you don't actually know that person. You know, hell, people who have been married for years don't really know the other person sometimes. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very careful, because just because you like chocolate ice cream this week does not mean you're going to like it next month or even the week after. You know, so my suggestion always with love spells is do attraction spells. You know, I mean, you can, yeah, if you've got a partner, always, you know, vamp it up, you know, try to seduce them, you know, those kind of seduction spells and you know, spells dealing with love that way, I have absolutely zero problem with. But you want to attract the right person for you. Because believe me, I've made this mistake maybe once or twice, maybe three times. And it kind of backfires on you because you get a few things. You get either a person that's just with you because they feel like they're obligated to be with you, because, you know, and this is, you know, I haven't done one of these in a very long time, so this is not my situation now, but you have somebody who feels compelled to be with you, yet they don't love you. I mean, really, why would you want somebody with you who doesn't actually love you? And you will be wondering for the rest of your life, are they just with me because of the spell I cast?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they with me because of me? And that starts to plant seeds of doubt in yourself, and it can wear down on your personality and your ego and who you are, and actually wear on your soul. So, you want to attract the right mate. Magnetic stones, I like the use of lodestones. You know, a lot of people use lodestones for money spells. You can also use them for attracting a mate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my suggestion. Now, and I've recently been getting into, you know, the aspects of sex magic. I've never actually cast it because I've never been with a pagan man, which is sad. Kind of depressing.
I am so sorry. It is depressing. One day we'll have to remedy that. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yes, I did.
Oh. And excuse me for coughing. I actually had the flu for a day, which that's the other aspect of magic that is wonderful. You can get rid of that stuff sometimes. You know, I don't know if that was some of the bounce back from my anger, but it worked. I'll take it.
No comment.
But, I know. You can smack me when you see me.
I will.
You know,
did I say that?
I smack myself around pretty good.
But,
you know, sometimes you need to be smacked around so you can focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and focus on what's important. But, so I don't know. Do you have any, there's actually I was looking at our friend Don Michael Craig has a book on modern sex magic. And, you know, there's so many ways to do that. You know, I've tried, I'm going to get personal here for a second. Since I don't have a magical partner, I try not to do that, like, you know, any type of magic, using another person against their will, so to speak. If they're not into that, I wouldn't do it. That's just me personally.
I have to step in on this.
Go
if
for
you're
it.
School me. If you are having sex with me, you already are giving me the okay to use your energy. Not in a bad, not for negativity. That is, that's a no-no. But if someone is giving you their love, whether they are pagan or not, that is sex generates energy, period. Period. End of story. Whether you come or not, and sisters, holler if you hear me. Sometimes we just don't get off because we're not focusing. Is it true or is it not true? I know it is. But I'm going to tell you that if somebody is willing to be intimate with you and they know what you are, all bets are off as far as your ability to use the energy involved. And I will tell you right now that there has very rarely been a time that I did not use magic in the process or take that energy and put it into something positive. If you try to use it for negativity and you don't warn the other person, not cool. You have really fucked up, and it will come back and bite you in the ass in places you don't want to get bitten. I promise you. But when someone is giving you their energy, it's your responsibility to treat it respectfully and treat it for something good, not something bad. Now, if some other fucker is climbing on top of you and you don't want them, I invite you to employ any aspect at your disposal, a hammer, magic, whatever it fucking takes to get that son of a bitch off you. I'm going to tell you, it has happened to me. And you can use that energy. As long as you are in a loving situation with somebody and you use it for positive, that's fine. And I find that the actual moment of orgasm is when the power is the strongest, obviously, and that's when you throw. Whatever you're throwing for, that's when you throw it. Just as you're coming. Whew! You know how people say, oh, God, when they're having an orgasm? Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Huh. That's why people are saying, oh, God, because you are that fucking close to divinity. Hello? That's right. That's right.
See, now, I learned something because I never thought about it that way. It's like, you know, they know I'm a witch. I don't hide that from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't mean they as in like a multitude. Obviously not now. But before, I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Huh, I've been wasting all this good power for what?
No, I wouldn't call it a waste. As long as you're, I mean, if you're enjoying yourself, it's. I'm not saying it's a moral imperative that every time you have sex you have to use it for magic. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that as long as the intention is pure and correct, you can use that energy. That's viable, powerful energy. And that can be used for healing. That can be used for to radiate even more love if it's a partner you really love or are into. I mean, you can use it for all kinds of good stuff. But if the other person's not pagan and you didn't discuss this beforehand and you didn't make a plan of, okay, when I come, I'm going to cast a spell. I mean, it's not something people generally talk about. Even when I've had pagan partners, it's not like we make a plan. I think it's under, you know, we're generating this energy. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and we can radiate it out and, you know, send love to people and healing and all these other great things. But, yeah, that's an energy that you've entered into with somebody else as a willing partner. There's why not use that for good? Why not use that for bolstering your life? I mean, that's the core of our nature, you know, sex, sleep, and food. It's all fucking magic. Use it for it. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a very good point. And I'm going to start using my mojo. Hell yeah.
I would. I need my mojo.
You know, and that's the thing too. You know, to diverge a little bit. You know, love spells can be for family as well, not in that aspect. But you know, I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, I guess encompass all of what goes under love spells. You know, and. You know, everybody is free to disagree with me. You know, that's what we do. We learn from each other. I just learned from my sister today. You know, I learn from her every day.
Aww.
But I do. You know, I swear, if I didn't have you smacking me around, I'd be a friggin' hot mess. I am a hot mess anyway. But
no, you're not. No, you're
slapping
not.
Slapping me in shape.
Don't even speak that into the universe. You're not a hot mess. You're not even you're not a mess. Don't even say that shit. But but like my thing as far as love spells, as I've said before, and in case anybody new is listening, my take on love spells, if I can just say it real quick, is that be really careful when you do a love spell, even when your intention is you really think you want this person. I promise you, those feelings shift faster than you would believe. It's kind of like these, I liken it to these women that say, I've got to have a baby, my biological clock is going off, I got to have a baby. You ain't got to do shit. No, you don't. We are not procreating to raise, you know, troops after the flood. We don't need that many people. It is not your duty as a human female to put another person on the face of this earth. As I've said before, I love my children, but as they both know, if given the opportunity to not do it, I wouldn't have done it. But I love my kids, and I talk to my kids fairly often for a parent who doesn't have her children living in the home. I talked to the older one today, as a matter of fact, he called me, which is always nice. But truly, you are not obligated to create more people. So as far as that goes, but getting back to the point is that when you have this feeling that, you know, you think you want to cast on someone, I really caution you not to do it. I've done this. I have made the mistake. The other mistake I've made is that I didn't uncast it after I found someone new. You really need to be very careful. Everything you put out magically is out there. It's not like it's understood that you've changed your mind. You have to actually go and undo some spells once you've done them. I cast the spell a long time ago, many years ago. Sometimes these spells take years and years to root, and by the time the root takes hold, you have moved on, but the magic is still out there manifesting what you did.
Yeah.
You've got to be super damn careful. The minute you have started turning from one thing to the next thing, please, for your own sanity and the sanity of the person you care about, undo what needs to be undone. It's like, you know, you can't open, like, I don't know what the saying is, you can't open a door until you close a previous door or some shit like that. It's probably somewhere in, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't open a new door until you close an old door. Trust me when I tell you, I have made this mistake repeatedly. I have made it it's not just a love thing either. It's a love thing. It's a work thing. It's a child thing. It's a relationship thing. It's a car thing. Whatever it is, when you move on from a specific point, undo that spell. That magic is still there. It is still active and working. And sometimes you have to put things to rest, or they will come back and hit you. And it's happened to me. So please learn that from my bad, stupid experiences of the mistakes I've made. And really, I have to again say, please don't cast love spells on another person. You will regret it. Because once that person, if you do this, you're responsible for that energy. No matter how much you think you're not, you are. You put that there. It's your responsibility for that person and what they feel because of what you cast. If you truly believe in your ability to cast magic, I am telling you, don't do it. Do not do it, because that person that you thought you really wanted, that you cast on, once they finally have the effect that you've put out on them and you've moved on to something else, you could destroy someone that way. It is very dangerous. Please don't do it. Cast, as my sister said, if you're going to cast an attraction spell for yourself. If you want the ability to glamour people, cast for that upon yourself. Do not put that out there on somebody else. It is risky. It is karma that you do not want to have to deal with. I'm still dealing with shit that I did 30 years ago. I'm telling you, it's tricky, it's dangerous, and I don't want you guys to have the suffering that I have suffered through. It's not good. It's just not good.
Well, and not only that, I mean, not only are you depriving yourself of who is really meant for you, you know, you're delaying stuff. You know, and then you've got this other person that, like my sister said, you're responsible for their emotions and everything. What if you're keeping them from their true soulmate? You know, and by the time that they would have met their true soulmate, you're already bored of them. I mean, that's mean. It's a mean thing to do. You know, that's why, I'm in full agreement. You know, cast attraction spells for who's meant for you. And, you know, if it doesn't happen in a day, if it doesn't happen in a week, it just means that they're not fully cooked and you're waiting for them to come out of the oven and into your arms. Just have patience with that. I know it's hard. And I know, especially this time of year, I've been single. You know, I've done the single mom route, you know, thinking, oh, my God, that was my one shot. I'm never going to find anybody again. Bullshit. Stop talking to yourself like that. You're fine. I understand you want to cuddle with somebody. That's fine. You know what? I can guarantee you, especially females, just go to a bar. Go to a grocery store. Go to a Home Depot. Say, hey, you know what? You're attractive. Are you attached to anybody? And if they say no, say, you know what? I think you're attractive. Would you just cuddle with me for a little bit?
In the
I can
Home
almost
Depot.
Guarantee you they'll be like, yeah.
I would like to see this in the Home Depot.
I would love to see that. I would love to see people just standing there hugging. You know, go. Don't be afraid to go up to some random handsome stranger and say, you know what, I need a hug. Can I have a hug?
I don't know if I agree with that. I do. You know what? Her intentions are good. I do not recommend. No, I do not recommend at all what my sister just said. I respectfully disagree. Do not go up
all right.
any fucking strangers and ask for hugs. I'm sorry. That's just.
Well, I'm saying in a safe place.
No. If you want a hug, ask somebody you like and know. Just for a hug. If you need someone to talk to, sometimes the best love I have ever gotten has been from my sister or my best girlfriend. Sometimes all you need is just somebody to hug. It doesn't really have to be a man. Because once that person who loves, go to someone who actually loves you, even if it's a parent, or a friend, or a dog, or a cat. Just give somebody or something in your life currently some love and get that feedback. I mean, I know you're funny and you're cute, but I would not know. this random stranger shit scares the hell out of me. No.
It scared the hell out of my mom, too.
Uh-huh. No doubt.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, and I guess I shouldn't say that because, yeah, you know, I should take that back because I'm an empath, so I can kind of feel out if somebody's sketchy to begin with, then I won't ask sketchy people, and I don't realize sometimes that not everybody can do that, you know, but
nor,
that
nor,
would be interesting.
Nor should everybody do that, quite frankly.
No.
That's a selective talent. We don't all have it, so I don't recommend what she just said. But that's me. And we're allowed to disagree. But, you know, the thing is that for someone specific, you could be casting all wrong, and then you get stuck, and you find out what a motherfucker is really like, and then you're sorry.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck. So cast for the right one always. If you try to shove a specific person into that mold because you think you know what they're about, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be fucking disappointed. People who are friends can be very wonderful and very loving, but once you're in a relationship with the motherfucker, the whole thing can change. Trust me. Some of the sweetest, kindest men I have ever known can be a complete and utter thoughtless dickhead when you're in an intimate relationship. Trust me, I am old. I have been there. I have done that. Not only have I done that, I've done it more than once. I have made that mistake. I put all my eggs in this particular basket, and guess what? My eggs all got broken by a motherfucker because he sat on my basket. Don't let some asshole sit on your basket because you may not know in the beginning whether or not he's an asshole. But trust me, by the time you find out, it's probably going to be too late if you cast for it. Just saying.
Exactly. Yeah, take Dorothy Morrison's suggestion, which I absolutely love. You know, get an idea of, you know, okay, so you like this particular person. Always envision them from the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, write down a list. Now, this actually worked for me. I wrote down a list of the qualities I wanted in a man. You know, and I mean, I sat and I concentrated on it. You know, and be very specific. You know, don't be too specific that it's a certain person, but, you know, if you want somebody who's good with animals, if you want somebody who's strong, if you want somebody who's tall, you know, try to be as specific that way as possible. You know, things that you don't think you can get past, but, you know, cast for the type of person you want, not specific people. But I just realized we're about 15 minutes out. Did you want to pull cards real quick?
Oh, yeah, cards. Oh, and while we're shuffling, because I'm going to shuffle right now.
Every day I'm shuffling.
I'm shuffling.
I already pulled mine because I only have one hand, so I had to pull earlier.
But while I'm shuffling, let me also say, when you do what my sister just described as far as the type of person you're envisioning, and remember, yes, to envision them from the back, do not be embarrassed to ask for very specific things like dark hair, blue eyes, whatever, big dick, all of it. You can whittle it down to as many specific characteristics as you want. There is no limitation.
Yeah.
Just as long as you are open that the universe will bring you sometimes in its own good time. Because let me tell you something. If you're stamping your feet and you're like, where is it, whether you're male or female, I'm going to tell you, it's not that the right person hasn't come along. It's that you're not yet ready for the right person to come along. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. There's a certain amount of growth before the ideal is available and at hand. You've got to be ready. As much as you want to find another person, you have to be prepared in your own head on how to be, because if you're gonna be one of these clinging, clawing, smothering motherfuckers, male or female, I'm going to tell you right now, you will scare the right person away and the wrong person's going to stay. So there you go. Auntie Raina's bottom line of advice on that tonight. And I have pulled... Would you like to go first, considering you're already ready, and you already pulled all your cards like a good girl?
Sure. I have a very good reading, because I sat and I concentrated, and, you know, I concentrated on love reading. So, first card is a lover awaits, which is perfect. I love that. So, yeah, things are going to start hopping. Now, this is actually a general, because I wasn't thinking, you know, anybody specific. So there is going to be some lovage happening during the summertime, starting right around Beltane. There's going to be, you know, peaking interests, and some of y'all are just going to go hot and heavy and then fizzle out. Some of y'all are going to go very slow, very carefully, but the attraction is like magnets to each other. And there's going to be no separation in between. It's going to slowly come together very strongly, and you're going to build this from the ground up. They are going to be some spicy relationships, though. I don't see any that are just kind of like, ugh, God, why did that have to happen? So some hot summer loving this summer. second card, journey with a good friend. So some of these are going to happen during trips. Nobody's going to be Selma and Louise in it, I hope. I don't think that. I don't feel that. These are going to be good trips. These are going to be places that, you know, people have been waiting to go for ages. And yet there's two that are just spur of the moment. And these are both females, the spur of the moment ones. The other ones are going to be a mix of family and, you know, like I said, general. Third card, everything is stable, don't rock the boat. Okay. This is for the person who didn't get exactly what they wanted for Valentine's Day. Get off. Quit kicking your feet. You sound like an impetuous child. Or, I don't know if that's the correct word, but petulant child. There we go. And it is going to work against you. So before, because you haven't opened your mouth yet, so before you do open your mouth and stick your foot in, just say, you know what? Okay, wasn't exactly what I wanted, but it's the thought that counts. Okay? Knock that shit off. Fourth card, a love connection through business. This is a male connection. These are two males. And this, this is going to be good, though, because the secret, it can't be, you guys cannot be out in the open, A, because it's a very conservative business, and B, because there's no fraternizing in the workplace. Just keep it cool and light. There is one female that may find out, so just quit it with the googly eyes. Just keep it on the down low, I guess. But that's going to be a very loving relationship and a very long-awaited relationship. And don't worry, you're not going to have to hide it for too long, because I see somebody moving to a higher position in a different company within 3 months to a year. So it's not going to be that strenuous. Fifth card, enjoy the company of friends and family. Now, this one's been popping up a lot lately. A lot of stuff has been falling away. A lot of people have been passing away. A lot of people have been splitting up. So the core group that is left, you need to cling tightly to, not smothering, but enjoy it, and don't take each other for granted. And that is my reading.
Okay. And here is mine. And I think mine might be for the same person.
Uh-oh.
Possibility of sickness. This is not anything deathly serious. This is a flu, which is still going around. So if you didn't get your flu shot, I normally don't get them. However, this last flu that I had almost fucking killed me. So I will not go without one again. That's me. All right, next card. A surprise is in store. And the surprise in store has to do with the last card, but I'll get there in a minute. Success in all things. So this job bump is going to be very fucking prosperous if you keep your nose clean. You know what I'm talking about. However, the person, the way people are going to find out about your love at work, the next card is you will be betrayed. So in essence, someone is going to betray your confidence and out you to some higher-ups in the company. Don't worry about it. The last card is a favorable relocation. That doesn't mean you're going somewhere. It means the person who ratted you out is, which is going to be favorable for you. So just do what you got to do. Don't worry. Yes, there are very few secrets ever kept in the workplace. Very few. Some are, but not something like this. Not something like a love affair. People love love even when they're trying to be stupid and talk about your business. Fuck them. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. But you're going to have, there's going to be some rough patches and some fear and some, maybe we should stop. Nah, you're not going to stop. Who you bullshitting? Anyway, that is my reading. Because you know when something feels good, you don't want to stop doing it. You know that.
Exactly.
Yeah, whether it's love or just intense like, if it feels good, you kind of want to do it because that's what you do. That's what people do. It's like something Whoopi Goldberg always said, you can't tell kids to stop fucking. It feels good. And if it doesn't, get a new partner. Hello. The same.
I love Whoopi.
I do too. I've been a fan my whole life. She continues on a daily basis to just crack me up. But she's smart. She's got wisdom and insight. You can't be around all those years and not have some fucking wisdom. Because if you don't, you are a fuck-up at that point. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. God, it's late already, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's
we got five minutes.
Yeah. I know this was actually nice, though, because now we can go and relax. We hope the time frame actually works for you guys, too. We've talked to some of our guests. They like the time frame, but it works for us, so we're doing it.
We
it
love
works
y'all.
For you, too. Awesome.
Awesome. But this is for us because we need a life, too.
Exactly.
if you're going out tonight, obviously stay safe, protect yourself, whatever the situation is, you know, enclose yourself in that circle of light and protection and send love to your fellow travelers out there. Oh, I do want to give a special shout out to my girls at PantheaCon, which is going on right now in San Jose, California. I am sorry I am missing it, but I love you guys. Have a blast. Hug Selena Fox for me and Margo Adler. They are there. And hopefully next year I will be able to make it. But
I hope
you guys have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And whether you're with a Valentine or not, it's not really important.
Yes.
As long as you love yourself, I really don't give a shit. I'm alone tonight. I have no plans and I'm alone. And you know what? It's cool. I'm perfectly cool. I like my time. I do.
Well, if I was there, I'd be your Valentine.
Aw, you're my Valentine every day.
Exactly. That's why we love each other. See, I'd bring a bottle of wine. We get, because she's, oh, my God, she's got the most amazing fuzzy blankets ever.
I have whoopies.
I love
I
my
do.
Sister's blankets. I would totally move into her bed if I could with a bottle of wine and some good movies, and I'll make some bacon popcorn. we need to have a slumber party. We really
we do. We do.
Oh, my God. I just got an idea. We'll have to talk about it off air, but yeah, we should totally, you know, I like conventions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We totally need a witch's slumber party. We need like something that we come in, dress
mm-hmm.
up, like do a masquerade, and then everybody gets in their pajamas and we all dogpile on each other. Like, you know, not an orgy or anything, unless you're into that, and then go in the other room. But we need a witch's slumber party. Like a worldwide witch's slumber party. Get as many as we can. But we'll talk about that later. Me and my bright ideas.
Okay. That's going to have to be a really big fucking room. I'm just saying.
I know, right?
Yikes.
But anyway, we love you all, and we will see you next week. Have a happy Valentine's Day. No drinking and driving. Drink your booze at home. Have fun. Lots of sex. I expect in 9 months we'll be hearing about some births.
Absolutely, especially with the bad weather. But stay safe, you guys. See you next week for our third anniversary show with Dorothy Morrison.
Love you guys. Bright blessings.
Love you guys. Bright blessings. Good night, everybody.
Good night.